Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasyahu Mordechai.
All right, we're holding now in Nazir Daf Samachay. The next two shiurim, Samachay and Samachav, so I'm going to organize it a little bit freely because Samachav is a shorter daf. So don't be worried if you see that we're getting late and we haven't started the Safik Beharis yet. So we have a lot of interesting things on this on today's daf, that things that you don't get to learn on a day-to-day basis, and that is different things about Hilchos Kvura. So we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Hamaitze Meis Betchila Mushkov Kedarkoi Neitle Vest Vusasoi Shnayim Neitle Vest Vusasoi Maitze Shleisha Imeish Benzoz Midala Masadchez Harizeh Shchunas Kvuras. So there's a halacha that when you have three Mason, that you find together, so there's din of Shchunas Kvaras. What is the ramifications of this? So the Mishnah tells us two ramifications of Shchunas Kvaras. First of all, that there's an Isser to take it out, that you have to leave it where it is. And secondly, that there's a din, there's a Chayvas Bedika. So I want to speak about these two ramifications, each one separately. First about the prohibition of Pinay Kvaras, and second of all, of the Chayvas Bedika of a Shchunas Kvaras. So what is this idea? What is this prohibition, Pinay Kvaras? So the Mishnah takes it for granted that if somebody was buried, then you're not allowed to take him out of his kever. What's the makar of this idea? So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, so they bring this Isser in Yerodea Simin Shin Samach Gimel, and over there the Torah brings it from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says at the end of the second parak of Ma'id Katan. Don't make the mistake like I did that the parak of the Pei Bet means parak Basar. It's the second parak of Ma'id Katan. That the Rishami says that ain mefanin es hameis ve'es ha'atzamais mikaver mechubad lemechubad v'lo mibazi lebazi v'lo mibazi lemechubad ain tzarach lomar mina mechubad lebazi u'betoch shaloi afilu mina mechubad lebazi ariv hula adam shehu ninoyach etzel avoysov. The Rishami teaches us that it's prohibited to switch the kever of a person, whether it's to the same level of covered, whether it's to a higher level of covered, and certainly if it's to a level to a lesser level of covered, it's prohibited al kol panim, except in certain situations. What is the situation that's mutter? So the Yerushalmi's example is that if you're taking him from a place that he was by himself into a place that he's with his family, that the place that it's that he's together with his ancestors, so that is something which is permitted al kol panim. So the question that the Achrenim are dealing with is that why is it Aser? What is the Sharish of the Isser of the Yerushalmi? So there's a bunch of different Mahalchim which were given in the Achrenim to explain this Yerushalmi, and the emes is that Reb Moshe wants the Taina. Reb Moshe has a long shuv about this in Yeroder Chelak Aleph Simin Reish Membeis, that Reb Moshe wants to taina that the din of the Yerushalmi and the din of our Mishnah is actually two different halachos. So we'll speak about that separately. He wants to bring a raya to this from the fact that the halacha of our Mishnah is brought in Shin Samach Dalet and the din of the Yerushalmi is brought in Shin Samach Gimel. If you look inside, it's not mamish. It's not the end of the world. The fact that it's brought in two different simanim because it's handling different nekudas. But I'll call upon him. I want to look through the different mahalchim of the achrenim, and we'll see based on those mahalchim if it's really one din or if it's two din. So the first mahalach that the achrenim give, you can find it in the Shulchan Aruch over there in Shin Samach Gimel, that the Ber HaGoyla and the Shach and the Taz, they all bring that the kolboy from the achrenim. So he was masbir this halacha. The reason why it's also to be mefanak faras is because it's koshe lemesim. It's hard for the mesim shemisyarim mecherdas hadin. Like it says by Shmuel Hanavi that when the Eishes Oiv brought him up from the dead, so he was all very scared. He thought that they're coming to judge him, and because you're being mitzayer the mace, so therefore it's also the ma'ase. The Shvus Yankiv in Chelik Beis 7 Kuf Gimel. So he's not so impressed by this reason of the kolboy. He says that it can't be that he meant it seriously. Hare, the whole makor by Shmuel is that he brought up his neshama. That there's no makor from Shmuel that just bringing up a person's guf from being buried is a reason that's going to get him so mixed up and so crazy about the din, and so he doesn't think that this is an ikker reason to be aseret. Rather, he gives a different reason. We'll soon speak about the reason of the Chacham Tzvi. But Akopanim, but the kolboy and the Achrenim and the daf, so they go with this mahalach that the issue is cherdas hadin. And the Achronim say a nafkamino based on this reason. Because the Noda Behuda in Yerodea Simon Pei Tes. So he wants the taina that that this concept of Chertas Din is only existent as long as the person's flesh is still around. The Hainu, that once it's only Atzamas, then there's no issue of Chertas Din, and therefore, according to the Noda Behuda, there's no Isser of Pinaklaris if it's only on Atzamas. So that's the Shitas of Noda Behuda. His son, in the Sefer Shiva Tzion, Simon Samach Gimel. So he's mispalei on his father. How could my father Noda Behuda say such a thing? It's mefarsh in the Yishami. We read it together that the Yishami says ein mefarne es hameis ve'es ha'atzamis. It says clearly that there's an iser pini on atzamis as well. So he doesn't understand. Reb Moshe also doesn't understand the Noda Behuda, and it seems like it's pashut that there is an iser of pini kvaris also on atzamis levad. And if anything, so this is a siyua to what the Shvaz Yankov said, that's mochiach, that it can't be that the ikar reason of the Isra Pinakvaris is because of the Cherdas Hadin. Rav Tukhachinsky has a sefer called the Gesher HaChaim. It's a very famous sefer. So in Chelek Bey, Simon Chav Aleph, so he wants to bring a riot to the Noda Behuda from the fact that there was a minig called Likud Atzamos. That this minig is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Torah, that is brought in Shulchan Aruch over there, so it's brought down in Seif Dalid. I'll read it for you. It says Makom Shenoygin Likvor B'Mahamurois B'Loy Aron Achi Yisakel HaBasar V'Yarchakach Melaktin HaAtzamais V'Karvin Yisoy B'Aron Mutter. So there was once a minig, it's brought down already from Chazal, that they used to first bury the mess without an Aron, and they would wait until the Basar was Misakel, because that was good for to finish off the din, and afterward they would do something called Likud Atzamais. So the Mechaber says that B'kai Gavnin, so there's no issue of Pinay Kvaris. So Tukhachinsky brings a raya from there, that why is it Mutter? Where did the Isra Pinay Kvaris go? So the answer is, says Rav Tukhachinsky, see, this is a raya, to the Noda Behuda, we see that there's no Isra of Pinay Kvaris if it's just Atzamos Bavad. But Lamai said, it's a toys. Lamai said that there's no raya from this minik, from this chazal, because the concept over there was that there was a minik, that everybody was doing it al dasken. That Bikhai Gavna, that Milchatchila, when you bury the person, you know that afterwards you're going to switch the place. Bikhai Gavna, that's Davar Muskun, that there's no Isra Pinakvaras from the first place, like it says already in Sif Aleph. It says, Ve'im Nosnu Sham Amanas Lefanoisoi, Mutter Becholinyin. This idea that it's Amanasken, so it's Mutter, so that also we know from our Sugya, that why is it that it says in the Mishnah that if you find one person, then you're allowed to be noitloi ve'estfus asay? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says in Dibur Hamaschel noitloi. So he brings the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amabez. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin Amabez. So it's mechalek between a kever yadua and a kever hanimtza. And Tosfos says, what do you mean a kever hanimtza? So it says that you're allowed to take it out. Why? Ki nachon leimar. That we can assume by a kever hanimtza that it was only leakrai and therefore it's mutter lefanais. So this is the makor of this halacha of that we see in Sif Aleph. This amanas lefanaisai. So when you did it, knowing that you're going to switch the place afterwards, there'd be kagavna. So there's no iser of pinakvaris. So therefore this raya that Rav Tukhachinsky wanted to bring to Noda Behuda. So it's a toys. It's not really a raya. However, What he's saying is a very important raya. This minug of Likud Atzamos is very important because in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Memzayin Mabez, that it talks about Kever Hanimtza, so it's true, the Tosfos by us says that the reason why it's Mutter by Kever Hanimtza is because it was Amanas Lefanaisik, because it was only Be'akroi. However, Rashi over there says not like that. Rashi over there says that what's the heter of Kever Hanimtza? Why is there no Isra Pinakvaris on Kever Hanimtza? Says Rashi, because you can assume that it was Bigzela. Bigzela, that's Pashut, that there's no Isra Pinakvaris when it's Bigzela. That a person can't just decide that my house is his cemetery and therefore I have to be mafsid my sada. Bikagadim, that's Gzela, that's Pashut. So according to Rashi, so there's no Makor from the Sugi there that Amanas Lefanaisa is going to be Mutter. However, from the halacha of Likud Atzamos, from that, there could be a raya that even Rashi is masking that there's a heter ba'amanas lefanoise. So, legabi that, so according to the Noda Behuda, there won't be a raya. Meaning, according to the Noda Behuda, that there's no Isra Pinakvaris by Atzamos, then we can't bring a raya from the Likud Atzamos to the heter of amanas lefanoise. So, al kol panim, whatever the reason is, whatever the makor is, so the fact is, the halacha lemaisa, that amanas lefanaisa is mutter, the b'kaigavna that you would do, did al daita dahachi, to move it afterwards, that there is no isra of pinekvaras, and therefore lemaisa, from the v'likot atzamos, so there's no raya to the naida pihuda. Akal panim, that's the first mahalich of the isra of pinekvaras, which is brought down on the achrenim on the page, is the shita of the kolbay, that the reason why it's usr is because cheredas hadin, because you're mitzayer the mace. Okay, reason number two. Reason number two is the reason of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says in Tshuva Siman Nun that the reason why it's also to be Mefana Kvaras is because it's Bizoyon V'nivel to the Mace. And the Chacham Tzvi adds that it's not a steer to the Kolbay, because you could say that the Kolbay he was speaking about when you're doing Pinei Kvaras and is in an Aron. Because if it's in an Aron, then there's no Bizoyon V'nivel. And therefore, if it's only Aron, then there's only the reason of Cherdas Hadin. But when there's no Aron, then you're digging up the body or the bone itself, b'kagavna, so there's a more serious problem of Bizoyon V'nivel. So Reb Moshe, in the same Tshuva, so he elaborates on this reason of Bizoyon V'nivel. And he says that first of all, it's a Davar Muskum, that this idea that it's also to be Mevazev Menavel the Mace is a Davar Muskum, because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Nun Dalet, and it's brought down the Halacha in the Rambam, in Mechira Chavtes, Halacha Tezayin, that if there was a tzir, that there's a person that sold a field, and then he died. And after he died, so it was Nes'er Shaila, that maybe the Mechira wasn't Chal, because maybe the Mecher, he wasn't really a Gadol, and a person who's not a Gadol, so his Mechira doesn't have validity. So what he wanted to do is, they wanted to dig him up, and check if he had Simanim or not. So the Gemara says that b'kagavna it's also to be menavel the mace. It's a bizayon to that poor person that died, that you're digging him up, and therefore it's also, and therefore we don't that it blabs b'sofik, and the Gemara says how to deal with the fact that we're m'sofik if he was a gadol or not. Reb Moshe adds another thing, and that this idea of b'mevaza mace is in fact is a deraisa. What's his raya? He brings a raya mefreshes from Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. What's it saying Chulin Daf Yud Aleph? It says so over there the Gemara is trying to figure out how do we know that was samech and roiv. So the Gemara says that we can prove that we samech and roiv from the fact that we're samech and the roiv, the most people aren't treifa. Where do we see that we assume the most people aren't treifa? Because every time that a person murders, so he's chayiv misa, and we don't say that maybe the person he killed was really a treifa, just we didn't know. And because he was a treifa, so the person who murdered him isn't really chayiv misa, because the halacha is the person who murders a treifa isn't chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, maybe specifically over there, we saw mechan the roiv that he's not a treifa, because over there, it's impossible to check. Why is it impossible to check? It's impossible to check because if we would check this murdered man, if he's really a treifa or not, that would be a bizoyon to the mace. It would be a nivel to the mace, and therefore it's impossible. How do you know? But the Gemara says that you don't have a raya from there that we're samech anroiv afilu b'makom, that it is possible to check. So says Reb Moshe, because over there the Gemara is handling roiv midereisa. So from the fact that the Gemara says that it's impossible to check if the mace was a trefer or not on a deraisa level, so we see that the iser of bizoyin v'nivel mace is in fact in iser deraisa. So this is obviously everybody knows that this is very negeh for the all the atrocities that they were doing b'kum hamedina about nituchei mesim, and that this is, in fact, an Issa Deraisa to have somebody that was Nifter to take apart his body to do different bedikas. I'll call upon him. So that's what Reb Moshe says, that we see that this idea of Nivol and Bizayin Hameis is a Davar Moskom, and it's, in fact, an Issa Deraisa. Lemaisa, it's not so muchach from these rayas of Reb Moshe that Bikai Gavna of Pinikvaris is also going to be considered Bizayin, and it's also going to be considered Deraisa. That everybody understands that when a person to do a operation to a mace is a tremendous bizayon to the body of the mace, and that you don't see from there that anything that might not be mechabedet be si hakavod is also going to be considered a bizayon. And his raya from the Gemara in Bava Basra that it's also to be mefana the kvaras, that in order to check if it's the simanim or not, so it's true over there, it says that there is an isra of pinakvaras, that is correct, but you don't see a raya from there that every time that you've been found in a kvaras, it's in fact a bizayon. It could be that specifically over there, because of the situation, because of the reason why you wanted to be found in the kvaras, that is in fact a bizayon. The fact that you're burying, that you're digging somebody up in order to solve your real estate issues. So that is in fact a bizarre. But if the reason why you're giving him up is because you want to be mechabed him, to go from a keser, from a kever mevuzah to a kever mechubed, or for a different reason that might be in his best interest, even though it doesn't fit in under the categories that we are in fact matter, but you don't have a makar from that there is in fact bizayon v'nivul. So that's the second mahalach, the mahalach of the Chacham Tzvi. And so Ramesha holds that the Isra of the Chacham Tzvi is an Isra Duraisa, and that it's not muchach. I think that Rav Pais can assume that even if we go like the Chacham Tzvi, that there's an Isra of bizayon v'nivul, but it's only going to be an Isra Durabana. Okay, reason number three. The third reason is the reason of Ramesha and the Chazanish. Ramesha is in the same tshuva that we said. The Chazanish is in Yaredeya, Simin Reish Ches, Sivkotin Hei. They both say the same mahalach, and that is that in Pinek Varas, so there's a very serious problem. You don't have to come out to be Zayin, you don't have to come out to Chayot Azdin. It's very simply that every second that this person is not buried, so there's a bittul mitzvah, and even Eloisa say, there's a mitzvah skvura, min ha-Torah, and there's an iser, halanos ha-meis, min ha-Torah. So very simple, that any time that you're taking up the meis, you're being mevatel bi-adayim, the mitzvah skvura, and you're being over bi-adayim, the iser of halanos ha-meis. Ramesha shares with us how he was in his era to this idea, and that is that there's an interesting Lecha Mishnah in the 12th parak of Hilchos Avelos, that he's coming to a miyashev ha-shver Rambam, that the Rambam says that a person says that, please, I don't want you to bury me, so the halacha is that we don't listen to him. Says the Rambam, that why don't we listen to him? Because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. There's this kavartik berenu bayemahu. So everybody asks that there's a Gemara about this. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in that same daf, it's in Hejran daf mem zayin mabez, so the Gemara clears the chakira, that what is the halacha if a person says, I don't want you to bury me? The Gemara wants to know, what is the shavish of the mitzvah skvura? If the shavish of the mitzvah skvura is because of bizayon, or if it's because of kapara. And so based on that, so it's nafkamina if we're going to listen to her or not. But the Gemara doesn't say, because there's a mitzvah of kvura. So what the Rambam mean? So the Lecha Mishnah says that if you look at that same Gemara over there, so there's two lashonos of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan speaks about the mitzvah skvura, and there's two lashonos if the mitzvah of kvura is in fact a mitzvah min ha-Torah or not. That one lashon and the Gemara is the minayin l'kfura min ha-Torah, and the second one is remez l'kfura min ha-Torah. Zok t'lecha Mishnah, that is really two lashonos the Gemara, if the mitzvah of kura is in fact a mitzvah d'oraisa. It says t'lecha Mishnah that the Gemara that was clearing if the reason for kura is because of bizayon or it's because of kapara, that's only because the Gemara was assuming, like the tzad, that it's only a remez, because really the Gemara was assuming that the mitzvah of kura was only midrabbanan. However, the Rambam, says t'lecha Mishnah, Paskins like the other Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, that the mitzvah skvura is in fact a mitzvah min ha-Torah, and therefore, if it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, that there's no makom to clear what's the halach of a person says not to bury him. Says Rav Moshe, that he thinks that it's the same issue by Pinek Varas, that all these reasons of bizayon or nivol, that you only have to come on to that if you wouldn't assume that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah of kvura. But if there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah of kvura, so then you don't have to come out to reasons. It's very, very simple that any time that you're unburying somebody, so you're being mevatel the mitzvah kvura. Says Rav Moshe, and don't tell me that no, that the mitzvah of kvura is that you have to bury him once. Once you buried him once, then you're mekayim the mitzvah min ha-Torah. So Rav Moshe, that's not true. It says Mefurish and Simen Tav Gimel that if goyim unburied somebody, then there's a mitzvah to rebury him, and he assumed that that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. I'll call upon him. So Dr. Moshe Nachasnish, that the shorish of the Isser, of Pinek Varas, the shorish of this Isser, is simply because of the mitzvah, the raisa of Kvura. So says Dr. Moshe, so that if that's the case, then hold on a second, not every single second that we don't bury somebody is considered a bitul mitzvah min ha-Torah. That sometimes, so it's permitted to delay the kvura of somebody because it's going to be a bigger kavod, because it's going to be because it's more convenient for different people. So you're sometimes allowed to be doicha the isra of halanos hameis. And any time that there's going to be a heter for halanos hameis, then there should also be a heter for the pinek varas. And that, says Rav Moshe, is not true. That obviously, in the case of the Yerushalmi, that it says lafilu mi bazer l'mechobed. So obviously, that is a reason to be malin meis. That if you want to go to a more mechobed place. However, in the Isra of Pinek Varas, so that's not a heter. So says Rav Moshe, so really there's tzvei dinim in the Isra of Pinek Varas. that one is the mitzvah when it's not l'toivas hameis, but it's just because of your convenience. That, says Ramesha, is a bit of mitzvah min ha-Torah. And that, says Ramesha, is the halacha of Shin Samach Dalet. However, when it's the tzarech hameis, when you're really doing it for his own good, then that's the halacha of Shin Samach Gimel, and that is the halacha of the Rishami. So that the Mahalach, the Ramesha says that there's really tzvei dinim. There's an issa d'oraisa of mitzvahs kfura, and there's another iser, which is bizayin v'nivel or cherdas din, and that is the halacha of Shin Samach Gimel. So Ramesha says that he thinks that even the halacha of Shin Samach Gimel is also min ha-Torah. Why? Bizayin, so we already said, that he holds the bizayin is always going to be in iser d'oraisa based on the Gemara and Chulin, and he says that he even thinks that cherdas din is also going to be in iser d'oraisa, because just like it's also to be mitzayer, a human being who's alive, so too, says Ramesha, it's mistaber to him that it should be also min ha-Torah to be mitzayer somebody who's already dead. So that's where Ramesha says that the Svei Dinim, he thinks that everything is min ha-Torah. What's Shver and Ramesha? What Shver and Ramesha is two things. First of all, the Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about Pinei Kvaras, and the Gemara in Amud Beis says that in the case that you're mefane a first one, and then a second one, and then you found the third one. So then once you found the third one, so the emes is that we assume that all three of them were really done l'shem kvura elamus. And ba'ofen, that it was done l'shem kvura elamus, really, there should have been an iser pinei kvaras. And nevertheless, there's a daya in the Gemara that says that since l'maisa, so what you already did too, so it's already mutter, amar ishlokish, ila motzu v'tiras esrel, that it's a kula bi'alma that we didn't worry about this third kever, and he said that it's mutter l'fanas the third kever. Obviously, this lashon in the Gemara is assuming that the iser pinei kvaras is only derabanan, because if it would be an iser deraisa, so certainly like Ramesha, that's a bit of kvura deraisa, then there's no makom for this kula bi'alma of ilu matzu l'taras Eretz Yisrael. The second thing that's fair with Ramesha is the heter that we spoke about before, that it's mevor that ba'amanas l'fanaisai, when you're a masna b'shas kvura, then it's in fact mutter l'fanais, and there's no iser pinei kvaras. According to Ramesha, that the iser pinei kvaras is bitul mitzvah kvura, so adrabah, it should be prohibited to have such a kavana, that I'm being masna l'avar al devetar, when I'm being masna amanas l'fanais. And that's something which is not move on, and that is brought l'halacha, like we said in Sif Aleph, that amanas l'fanaisai is in fact mutter. The fourth mahalach in the Iser of Pinei Kvaras is from Rabbanei Dvinsk, that the two friends, the Ragachover in Tzavtnos Paneach, in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Simen Kuf Pei Beis, you have to check, that's not in every version of the Shuvah Tzavtnos Paneach, but it's there in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, and in the Or Sameach, the Rameir Simcha, it says, in Perak Yudalad of Avelus, so they both say the same mahalach, it's mistaber that they spoke to each other, that they bring a Sifri. The Sifri says in Parsha Shoftim that it says Loi Sasug Gvul Re'acha Asher Gavla Rishonim Benachloscha Asher Tincha. So the Sifri says that what is this Isra Hasagos Gvul in the Nachla? So it says that's speaking about Pinei Kfaras. So they both say that is the Mokor. The Ragachover, so it was Pasha to him that it's a din d'oraisa, and the Remer Simcha who is mistapik. What's get the Shaila? If this is going to be an Isra d'oraisa or an Isra d'rabana? So the masber over there, that what's the inyan, that what's the iser leisasik v'ol riacha? So like we know that the iser hasagas k'vul between live people is that you're taking something that doesn't belong to you. So the masber that the inyan of the pinei kvaras, that according to the das of Sifri, is the same idea that the mace, so he's koine the makom. There's an idea that the mace, the nifter, so he's kind of the makom that he's kvurin, just like we find by a mace mitzvah, that a mace mitzvah is kind of mekaymai. So they say that really every single person is kind of mekaymai, and therefore if you take him out of that, so you're taking away the thing that he was already kind of. So if that's the case, so it could be that in Dos Gate the Machlekes, in Vitz Dereisa or Darabanan. Why? Because Rav Chanan, there's an interesting Rav Chanan in Kovit Shiurim Ksubis, Ois Shin Yud David. So he brings the Tshuva Sarashpa, that there's an idea of a Kinyan Lameis. He says, the Rashba says, that an Azach, that is the Tzorech Hameis, so there is a Kinyan Hameis. So because the Ragachava and Ramir Simcha are Masber, that the Yisoid of Pinei Kvaras is because of something that the Meis was Koine the Makom, so it's Mistaber of this idea of the Rashba, that there is a Kinyan Lameis, if it's a Musuk Deraisa or a Musuk Derabana. I'll call upon him. But this is the idea, the fourth Mahalich, that the reason why it's also to be Mifana Kvaras is because that you're taking away, you're being over this Isra of Lysasik Gvul Riacha, that because the mace was Koine Mekoime. According to this Mahalich, so it's obviously it's very move on, that Ba'ofen, that it's Amanas Lefanaisai, speak Agavna, so he wasn't Koine the Makom, therefore there's absolutely no problem that of being mefaneh him la'achar mikein. So we've been speaking about this whole time, if this Isser Pinikvaris is derais or derabanan, Rav Moshe brings a Beis Yosef that assumes as a Davar Pashut that it's an Isser derabanan, and Rav Moshe, like we said many times, assumes that it's an Isser derais. And we said that the Rav Meir Simcha is really mistapik. What's the nafkamina if it's going to be derais or derabanan? There's a tshuva in Das Koyen, Simin Reish Beis. The Das Koyen is from Rav Kook, that he says there's nafkamina, that what if you have in Eid Echad that says that it was Amanas Lefanaise. So, the Pashtus, whenever we see a mace, we assume that if it was in a basic forest, we assume that it was not Amanas Lefanaise. So you have an Eid Achad that's being toyen that it was Amanas Lefanaise. So it says Rav Kook, so that's an Eid Echad neged is chazik. The halacha is that an Eid Echad against his chazik by derabanans is neman, by deraisis is not neman, and therefore that's going to be the nafkamina. He assumes over there that it's derabanan, and therefore an Eid Echad is going to be neman. So just to be misakim, so we learned that there's an Isser Pinakvaris that's Mavor in our Mishnah. And there's four Mahalchim. What is the issue of Pinakvaris? Is it because of Cherdas Hadin? Is it because of Bizayan Hameis? Is it because of Mitzvah's Kfura? Or is it because of that he was Koine Mekoimai, the Isser of Bal Tasig, the Sifri, and Pasir Shoifti? I want to speak about another Nkuda, that there's really no better place to speak about it until now, because the only Sugya appears in Yerushalmi. That is in this first halacha of Pinakvaris, so the Mechaber tells us that one of the haterim of Pinakvaris is, if you want to dig him up in order to rebury him in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the Rebbeinu Yeruchim, that the Rebbeinu Yeruchim brings from the Yerushalmi in Ksubas the Gemara Bavli in Ksubas Kufyud Aleph, that it says that anybody that's buried in Eretz Yisrael, so it says on him, he's Niskap Ravonis, because it says, V'chiper ad Masoi Amoi. So this is brought to halacha because he's going to get a kapara. So an anzadi that he would rather be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and he's meichel on all the issues of being buried, of being digged up. This is a big machlekes. It's a big machlekes if we pass him like this mechaber or not. Why? Because there's a zoyar in Parshas Vayechi. It's brought down in the Shalah, and it's also in the Yushami. In the end of Kelayim, there's a machlekes about this, and that is that they saw that that in the Bizman the Yushami they brought somebody to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a machlekes amirayim if it was a good thing or not. That there was a day on the Yerushalmi that said on this maise v'tavoyu v'titamu es artzi, that a person that brings a mace that was died in Chutz Aretz and brings him to Eretz Yisrael, he's being metame Eretz Yisrael. And this is the pasuk. This is the stima sazoyah. The zoyah doesn't bring 2 days about it. He says it's very clearly that it's a prohibition to bring somebody that was nifter in Chutz Aretz to bring him into Eretz Yisrael, because if you're being metame Eretz Yisrael, meaning that in a chanami it could be that it's really better for the nifter to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a prohibition mitzad the fact that you're being metame Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there are Hasidic poskim that are very machmir because of the Zohar, in the Minchas Yitzchok, in Chedek Zayin, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, so he's machmir, and he brings from the Satmar Rav, that in Divrei Yoel, Parashas Vayechi, that he wants to be medayik like this in the Rambam, that the Rambam writes that it was the meaning of Gedolei Yisrael that they wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that's really mat'im with the Zohar. Why? Because when the Zohar writes this, that it's aser to bring somebody who's nifter in Chutz Aretz to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Zohar asks himself, but what about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, so he was nifter in Chutz Aretz and he wanted to be brought into Eretz Yisrael, and that was fine. So the Zohar answers the shiny Yaakov Avinu because the Shechina was dovuk to him. Because Yaakov Avinu was so holy, so that's not called being Metame Eretz Yisrael. So says the Satmar Rav that from the fact that the Rambam says that it's the meaning of Gedolei Yisrael, it's mashma that it's only mutter by Gedolei Yisrael and by a regular person, so it's going to be prohibited because of this iser of Vatavayu Vatitamu Es Eretzi. K'moiken in Rav Osner, in Shevet Halevi, Chelik Beis, Simen Reish Zayin, and the Klausenberger in Divrei Yotziv, Yoredeya Simen Reish Chavdalet, so they're machmir like the Zohar, that it's a prohibition mitzad azilzot to Eretz Yisrael because it's being metame Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, you have Ritzvi Pesach Frank that in Har Tzvi Yerodeh Simen Reish Ayin Dalit that he's mekel b'shoifi, and there's a letter from the Bedatz that it's brought down in Kovetz Beis Aaron v Yisrael in Chodesh of Tov Shin Nun Beis that this is brought down by the way in Reb Avad Yosef in Sefer Anavelos that so he's. So they were speaking about the previous Karliner Rebbe that he was nifter in Chutz Aretz and he wanted to be brought down to Eretz Yisrael. That so the Badass over there, I forgot the names there over there, but they were Mekel. So Akitzer, it's a big machlekes of Paiskim that are we going to go like the Shulchan Aruch that says clearly that it's going to be mutter, or going to go like the Zohar, that there's an issue of Pinei Kvaris to bring somebody into Eretz Yisrael if he's not Nifter in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Not because of the Isser of Pinei Kvaris, but rather because it's an Isser of being Metame Eretz Yisrael. All right, the next thing I want to speak about is the idea of Tfusa, that the Mishnah tells us that when there's a heter of Pinei Kvaris, so then when you take away the mace, it's not enough to take away the body that you're digging up, but rather, noitloi the es tfusasoi. What's tfusasoi? So the Gemara says that there's the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, that is at the pshat, that you take three etzbois of karka psula, or, that's ben Azai, or like Rabbi Elazar, that you only take, that meniach es havadoin, zarek es havadoin, umeniach es esfekas, that it's only something, a piece of dirt, that there is makom histabik that this is in fact the basar hames which is nerkav. So the machlokes is what exactly is tfusa is, and chelek of the mitzvah of when you're taking away the pinei kvaris, you have to take the tfusa along with it. Now there's a big chakira, and what is the reason for the pinei kvaris? It's a machlokes. The Ma'ase it's a machlokes rishonim. If you look at the Perush Mishnayos by us, so the Rambam says that the reason why. That he says he speaks about what it is, and he says that Shema'asif Ameis Ha'ofer Halach Shalai Kulai Shehumi Tachtov V'Yachpor Min Ha'ofer Hatichoyach U'Mikarka Pesula Gimel Atzbois. Zok the Rambam V'Az Yitaher Ze Hamakum, and Ayidei the fact that you took away the Tfusa, so you're Metaher the Makum. And then he says V'Samach Leze L'Masha Amar Unzasani Mimitzrayim. So the Rambam says that the reason why there's a mitzvah to take away the tfusa is ve'az yitaher zehamakom. It's in order to be mitaher the makom. The Ritva in Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, so he says something else entirely. The Ritva says that umishum kvoidoi shomeis asuhu kmeis atzmai. Says the Ritva that the idea of taking the tfusa, the idea of taking the thing around the nifter, is not because of a tara samakom, but rather it's because kvoido shemes, that we look at the offer around him as if it's a part of him, or in other words, that he has a schia on this offer around him, and therefore he has the right to take it with him. The Srida Yesh has a kuntris on Pinei Kvaris, and so he explains that this is really dependent on the girsa in the Mishnah, that there's in fact two girsais. One is tfusa with a fe, which is lashon litfos, which is to take, to be zoiche, and the other one is tivusa with a vase, and the vase, that is what the Rambam is goris, and that's why the Rambam himself says in that same shtickle in Perush Mishnayos that it's miloshon misbeiseses bidamayach, that the idea of tivusa is that the chelek of the karko, which is misbeiseses in the dam of the nifter. So so really the Rambam is l'shitasa because he holds that the reason is because yitzara samokom. So the idea is because of the dam, and therefore he's going this with a vase, and therefore he says that it's ketel taras hamakom. Whereas the other shanim, so they'll say tfusa miloshen litfos, which is tfisa, which is chia. So that is the idea of like the Ritva, that it's because kvoido shemeis asu kemeis atzmai, that he's toifes, he's zoiche in the offer around him. In the sefer on Arlos called Sidrei Tyrus, from the Redziner, from the Tcheles. So he writes in Perek Dazayin, he wants to taina that this machlekes rishanim is really a machlekes tanaim. Zach David Ziner, that what is the machlekes if it's zarekas ha'vadoin muniachas asfekas, or if it's also in the three asbois of karka pesula? So he wants to taina that the shaila is if we learn from Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because by Yaakov Avinu, so it's pashut, says the Redziner, that there is no dam being noisel from his body, because everybody knows that tzaddikim, so their bodies aren't nerkav at all. And therefore, if we learn out from Yaakov Avinu, avado, so it has nothing to do with the fact that the place around the body is any suffix of the meis atzmai, and therefore it must be a din tzchiyah ba'alma. Whereas, if we don't learn from Yaakov Avinu, then it's more mistaber that the whole issue of the din tfusa is only because there's etvas, a suffix, that maybe there's a piece of the meis in this piece of offer. And therefore, the shita that it's zarek hasavadei menichas hasveikas is going like the mahalach of yitar hazamakom, and the other reason of gimel etzbois is going like the reason that it's a din schia, and because it's learned out from Yaakov Avinu. Obviously, the Rambam, so he wasn't so impressed with this taina, because the Rambam says clearly that the reason why it's prohibited, the reason why there's a chiv of tfusa is because that from the things which are noisel from the mace, like he writes Mitzvah Seses B'Damayach. And nevertheless, he agrees. He says V'samach Zeh Amikra Ad V'Nisasai Mitzrayim, and he says that his lashon is that V'Yadua Shehem Yisu Misham L'Fisha Tamtis Halachos V'Habasar Hamupesh Mu'uriv B'Zeh Ha'Ofer. So the Rambam assumes, as a davar pashut, that there would theoretically have been Rekev coming out of Yaakov Avinu, so he didn't know that tzaddikim aren't nekev. Akopanim. So that is the three differences. First of all, a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis and the Ritva. According to the Sridi Eish, that's totally even the two gersois. And according to the Ritziner and Sidur Tyrus in Euler's Perek Dazayin, so that is really the machlokes tanaim. So before we go on, before we continue, there's something that's Talon Hesber here, and that is, what is the Rambam talking about? What is this Yitair Es HaMakom? Which tumor are we trying to be metaher from? So in that, so we have to learn together a Mishnah in Euler's, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that the Mishnah says that there's a halacha that's going through different things which are metame, revius dam tufus, what kind of dam, and then it says that there's a din rekev and there's din malay tarvid rekev va'oid offer beis hakvaros offer hakvaros tame v'bashem and metame. So there's a din malay tarvid rekev va'oid, more than a malay tarvid rekev, so it's called offer kvaros and it's tame. Machoikis between Tanakam and the Reb Shimon. So that what is this halacha? So the emes is that the Chazon Ish is already mitzayin in Simen Chof Aleph in Oilus. In Simen Chof Aleph Ois Hey. So the Chazon Ish was mitzayin this Mishnah that is going to be the Hesber in the Rambam. So what's the Hesber in this Mishnah? So if you look in the Rash and you look in the Bartanura, so they bring a Gemara in Nida Dav Chav Zayin Mabez, that the Gemara Nida Dav Chav Zayin Mabez says that why is it that if you have more than Malay Tarvid of Rekev, then it's going to be Metame. So the Masbir, the Gemara Nido is Masbir, that the Din Rekev, the Din of Malay Tarvid Rekev, that it's Metame Be'oyo, so that's only said by Azames that was Nikvar Arum, that the Rekev is 100% the Rekev of the body itself. However, if there's even one bit of something which is not the mace, namely that he was buried with clothing, with the feather, with Tachrichin, then the Rekev is 99% from the mace and 1% from this Tachrichin, Bikai Gavna, it was not said the halacha of Shmi Sinai of Malay Tarvid Rekev. So on that, so the Gemara says that if you have more than a Malay Tarvid of this Rekev, so even though it's not going to be in Metame B'Oyal, but because E'efshar to have Malay Tarvid V'Oid of this offer that's not a Malay Tarvid of the Rekev itself, so I'll call upon him it's Metame even though it's not Metame B'Oyal. Meaning that the reason why we have that Malay Tarvid V'Oid is metame bechlaus because we assume that there's 99% rekev and therefore it's metame. That's the Gemara in Nida brought down in the Rash and in the Bartanur. So obviously, according to that explanation, so it has nothing to do with our sugya. The Chazon Ish himself is magish that when you're being choifer bekarka basula, so there's no way that we can assume that there's 100% rekev. We have the mace in front of us. We know that he wasn't nirkav 100%. We know that there's at best a tiny bit of dam or lachos that's in this offer. There's no way in the world that there's a Malay Tarvid in this Malay Tarvid V'oid. But luckily, so if you look in the Perush Mishnayis, on that Mishnah in Oilus, so he says a different explanation. So the Rambam says, he brings a Tosefta. The Tosefta says as follows. That says that offer kvaros, so he says that we have that nimtza bekever offer, boy lachos hames v'damay nireis, that you have some lachos and you have some dam which we see. Ve'ena yadua im hu harekav hanisker shehu matami bi'oyal shehu offer shenis ariv by halecha v'hadam. So there's some suffix that this lachos is connected to the rekav. V'hu amram b'tisefta malay tavid rekav v'oid tvusa shenimtis bekever ve'en yadua ma tiva zu offer kvaras. So there's a din. It's probably also a lachos b'shvi sinai, that there's a din of offer kfaros, ve'en yadua mativa, that we see that there is some lachos and some dam in this offer, ve'en yadua mativa, and that there's a din that's called offer kfaros, and it's metami. So the Tosefta is not going with the Bavli, that it's not the reason why offer kfaros is metami, is not because there's a din, because we assume that it's Malay Tarvid Rekev, but rather it's a din that any time that in this offer, there's any mokum lihistapik, so it's going to be tami b'taras vade. So this is the makor of the Rambam's saying over here that the reason why we're taking the tefusa is kedei l'tayr samakom. So we ask to be matayr from what? The answer is to be matayr from the tuma of ofer beis hakvaros. That these three atzbois have the tuma of ofer beis hakvaros, and that is where we're trying to be matayr the makom from. With this explanation of the Chazon Ish, that so the we can understand two halachos that it says in our sugya. One is, first of all, that the Rambam says that at the very beginning of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that matzah prat lematzoi. So there's a machlokes in Shana, what's it mean matzoi? That Mefayish and the Taisa says is speaking about that we knew about it before, and so it was Yadua. But the Rambam says a different malach. The Rambam says, both in the Yad and the Perush Mishnayis, he says that what does it mean matzoi? It means that he wasn't buried at all. The matzoi means that he was al pnei hasada. So b'kagavna, the matzoi, there's no din of tfusa, there's no din of afar, there's no din of shchunas kvaras, there's no din of tfusa. So why not? So according to this halacha, this afar kvaras, so it's very mistaber, the b'kagavna, there was al pnei hasada, so it's not shayach to say that it was said the halacha of afar kvaras, because this is not a kever at all. The other thing that we can understand based on this is that there's a din that we learn later, that by choser, so there's also no din tfusa. That by a mace that was missing part of his body, so there's no din tfusa. There's no din to be noital gimel atzbois of tfusa. So according to this mahalach, that's offer kvaras. So the pshat is that just like a mace whose chaser doesn't have a din rekev, so too because the din of tfusa, the din of offer kvaras was said as a corollary, as a secondary halacha to the din of rekev. So too, b'kai mes that doesn't have a din rekev, so he also doesn't have a din of our kfaris. Akopanim, so that is the hesber in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the reason for this din of tfusa is kedei l'tahir samakom, as opposed to the Ritva that says that the reason why there's a din tfusa is because asul kemes atzmei, because he's toifes in the offer around him. What's the nafkamina? I want to speak about right now in two nafkaminas that we see that the Rambam is l'shitasoi. First of all, the din of Harug, and second of all, the din of Goy. So the Gemara says towards the beginning that Mushkuv, Prat Liyoshev, Kedarkoi, Prat Lishabashem, Munuch ben Yarchosov. That it says, V'kol Haniloi, because we say, Dilma Ovik Echovim, that if he's sitting down or if his Roshah is Munuch ben Yarchosov, so we assume that he's a Goy, and therefore the din of the Mishnah wasn't said. Now, it's not clear, what does it mean that the din of the Mishnah wasn't said? The Mishnah said two things. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to take him. I'm sorry, that by three you have to leave him there. And also, that there's a din, that if you take him, that there's din tfuso. So it seems like the Rambam understood that when it says hani loi, it's only speaking about the fact that there's no din of shchunas kvaras. It's not speaking about the din of tfuso. Whereas the other Rishonim, they say that it's v'hani loy, that the entire din of the Mishnah, both the din of Tfusa and the din of Shvonis Karas, both of them weren't said by a goy. The Rambam says in Tumas Meis, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, towards the end, so it says, v'im haya echad me'elu shenimtza betchilo oy besoiv horug, oy yoshev, oy mushkov shaloy kedarakoy, sheirosha ben yerchosov, enu boydek esrim ama, ela noitlon, v'est Tfusasan bilvad, shecheskasan goyim. That the Rambam says that if you have either a haruk or a person who's in the situation that looks like a goy, so therefore the halach is noitlon ve'est fusosan, and there's no din of shchunas kvaras. He says clearly that both by a goy and by a haruk there is a din of tfusa. Who argues? So first of all, Taisus argues. In Taisus Dibaraschel Prat Laharuk, so he says, Kedamin on the Besamach, the meis shachasar ein lo tfusa ve'en lo shchunas kvaras. And the next Dibaraschel, he says that it's because of Allah Lamash Mesinai. But Akalpanim Taisus says the Haruk is equal to Chaser. And therefore, there's no din of Shvunas Chaser, or there's no din of Tfusa. And from the fact that the Taisus learns that in this Prat, in what this series of the Gemara is being Mamayit from Tfusa, so we can see that obviously he's being Mamayit Goyim from Tfusa as well. The Rashbam also, in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Aleph Beis, so he speaks about Haruk, and he's Masber a little bit, that we assume that by a Haruk that he was only put there b'derech akrai, and because he was only put there b'derech akrai, so he's not zoiche to the tfusa. So we see that the Rambam over here is going l'shitasei, that because the reason for the din of tefusa is because of tumah, so who cares if he was put there b'derech hakrai or not? The maisa is that he has his lachos and he has his dam going into the offer, and therefore there's a din of tefusa. Whereas if the issue of tefusa is really because of the schia, because harei midin afer kfaras, so the other rishonim assume like the Bavli, that there's no din afer kfaras b'chlal b'kai gavna, because there isn't a malei tarv shalem of the rekev. The only issue is going to be because of the schia. So I bezei zok the Rashbam, the ba'ifan, he was only put there b'akroi, so there is no schia, and therefore by horuk there's not going to be a din tefusa. And it's pashut by goy, there's pashut that the whole, if there's a din schia, because kfaras b'shameis, obviously that's not going to be said by a goy. And therefore, the din tzchiyah does not apply to a goy, whereas the din tumah, the only thing that doesn't apply to a goy is the din of oyo. But afer kfaras, zok the Rambam, is applicable to a goy as well, and therefore, there's a machlekes yeshayim here, both by goy and both by harug, and it's tali l'shitosim, is the reason because of tumah, or is the reason of tfisa. There's another nafkamino, that is the nafkamino that Ramesha wants to taina. Ramesha can be found in Yeroderech Elegalev, Simen Reish Nuntes, that he wants to taina that there's nafkamina bizman hazeh, that if the reason for tfusa is because of taira, so bizman hazeh, that there's no issue of taira, so there's no chiyuv of to take the tfusa. He has two rayas. First of all, the fact that the din of tfusa is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's a very good raya. His second raya is a more interesting raya. He wants to bring a raya from the halacha of likud atzamis. That he says that in Chazal itself, that there was a minig of likud atzamos, and the mashmais is that they were taking the atzamos alone without the tefusa, and it says that it's kemat mefurish in all the poskim that speak about likud atzamos, that they're only taking the atzamos and they're not taking the tefusa. So based on this, he wants to say that we see from this that there's no halacha of tefusa, and therefore it must be that the only halacha of tefusa is only because of taira and not because of kavod hameis, and therefore it's not nogea bezman hazeh, because we're not interested in tairas anymore. So the raya is a very shver raya, because in the Rambam itself, he's machalik between atzamos and tefusa. He says that in the case of likud atzamos, the lashon haRambam is that loiket etzem etzem v'hamakom tahor. And whereas the Rambam we read before, he does bring down the halacha of tefusa. Obviously, there's a difference between atzamos and a body. Then when you're mefana a body, then there is halacha tefusa, like the Rambam says, because when there's a body, then there's lachos in the offer. Whereas when the lachos isn't there anymore, then there's not going to be a halacha of tefusa. Whereas by atzamos, there is absolutely no lachas anymore, and then there's no more halach of tfusa. So it's hard to understand what the Ramesha wants to bring a raya from likud atzamos. The raya from Shulchan Aruch is a good raya, but it's hard to understand. How can you just say that the halacha that it says doesn't apply anymore? It would seem from the Chaznish that he doesn't agree with this, that Benana said there is a din of tfusa, a kopanim, it seems to be a machlekes. The Chaznish, so he says something interesting, that according to the Chaznish, everything that we said is really down the drain. The Chaznish says in Simen Chav Beis Islam and Gimel that this whole Rambam that we've been handling the whole time, that Ramesh Mamish takes it all the way, that the whole din of Taira, so he says that it can't be Dafka. Says the Chaznish, obviously the Rambam has to agree to the other Mahalach that there has to be a din of Schia, because how can you possibly claim that the whole din of Tfusa is because of Taira? I mean, what's the Makar of Tfusa? The Makar is from Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov Avinu doing? He wanted to take him out of Eretz Mitzrayim with his Tfusa. Zokt l'chaznish, there's no halacha to be metaher Mitzrayim. Obviously, if the makor is from out of Mitzrayim, obviously the makor cannot be, the hezber cannot be, because you want to be metaher the makom. Obviously, there's also a different reason that the Rambam didn't say, and that is the din of schir. So if that's true, that everything is lav davka, so obviously all the nafkaminas are down the drain, and certainly the hetab bismanazeh is down the drain, but it seems like the Rambam wasn't so impressed with that. That the Lashon Rambam that we read is that it was only a smach ledover, it seems like it was only a smach debiyama, and you can't be medayik from the fact that it doesn't make so much sense in the case of Mitzrayim. But this really brings us to a question, that with this will finish our discussion of Tfusa, and that is, how on earth can we learn out the halacha of Tfusa from Yaakov Avinu? Hare, what's the halacha of Tfusa? That when you're digging up somebody who was buried in a certain place, that you have to dig him up together with the Tfusa. Hare, Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't buried in Mitzrayim. So how can we bring a raya from Yaakov Avinu of what's the halacha when you want to dig somebody up? So there's three mahalchim that they give to explain what in the world the Gemara is talking about. That from one is the Netziv, the other is the Cheskuni, and the third one is from the Taisus Chadoshos and the Mishnayos. The Netziv, in Hamek Dover, in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Lamed, so he explains, he brings from his Shver, that the way to read the Pesukim is as follows. The Pasuk says that V'asisa imadi chesed v'emes al nasik b'reini b'mitzrayim, And then the next pasuk is v'shachafti v'maisai unsasani b'mitzrayim u'kfirtani b'kvurosam. So the Nesiv wants to taino that it's all a hemshech. That what he means is that don't bury me in Mitzrayim, and then how am I going to have to be shachafti v'maisai? Ayidei that you're going to be unsasani b'mitzrayim u'kfirtani b'kvurosam. But the v'shachafti is a continuation of the don't be tikvurani b'mitzrayim. It's not the pshat that don't bury me in Egypt, period. But rather, what do I want to do? I want to be lechatchila b'shachafti b'mitzrayim. What it means is that it's all a hemshech of what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to first put me in time and then take me from there to bring me to the kfuras avoisai. That is the first mahalach. The second mahalach is the Chizkuni, that he says, the Chizkuni says that really the shvur that Yaakov Avinu was mashpia was only not to be kever him in Mitzrayim olamas. But the truth is, says the Chizkuni, that really Yaakov Avinu was buried in Mitzrayim. And this everything that the Gemara is speaking about by Tfuso was actually done to Yaakov Avinu. The third mahalach is the Taisus Chadashos, the Mishnayos, that he explains the Psukim that it's really two options. The first of all, there's Lachatchila, and second of all, the Bediyevet. That first of all, he said, Al Nasek Pirim Mitzrayim, the Lachatchila, I would like not to be in Egypt, a filo for 1 second. But, Bediyevet, if you're forced to, you're having oinas, then what you should do is, then you should bury me Larai, and then V'shachati Yomaisim Unsasani Mitzrayim. Then, if Bediyevet, you have to come on to it, then you should come on to the Unsasani Mitzrayim, which is the Din of Tfusot for us, which we know that Lamaisa didn't come to play, but he was referring to it in a Bediyevet situation. All right, the last thing I want to speak about today is the halacha of Shchunas Kvaris. We said that there's that in Shchunas Kvaris there's two ramifications. First of all, the Isser Pinay Kvaris, which we spoke about Mamish Barichos. And the second thing is that there's a Choyvas Bediko. There's a Choyvas Bediko 20 Amos outside of the Kvaris. So what is this din, this Choyvas Bediko of Shchunas Kvaris? So Taisis, in two places, is Mavur, the Shchunas Kvaris is a halacha lo Meshem Sinai. The Taisis in Deber Mascha, Meis Shechosar, and Teisus de Masko Echad Yidua is Mavur, that the halacha of Shchunas Kvaris is a halacha la Meshem Sinai. So if it's a halacha la Meshem Sinai, obviously it's a din de Oraisa, that we have to assume that there's a din Besa Kvaris. What's the nafkamina if there's a Besa Kvaris? Because the halacha of a Besa Kvaris is, it says that the Besa Kvaris has a halacha of a Besa Knesses. You're not allowed to do anything in the Besa Kvaris. You're not allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to be nene from the Besa Kvaris. So there's a din de Oraisa to give this Malkum 20 Amos the chash of a Beis HaKfaris. The Rambam, the Lashon of Rambam is that he's choshesh shema hu Beis HaKfaris. So everybody understands that in the world of the Rambam, so Sovit Raisa Lachumra is only a din Drabbanah. So if the Rambam says that it's only choshesh, obviously the Rambam is saying that the din of Shchunas Kfaris is only a din Drabbanah. So we have a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Is there a special halacha lomesh Sinai that there's a din Chofetz Bidiko, or it's only a din derabanan achshash ba'alma. So what's a nafkamina? So first of all, I would have thought that there's nafkamina, that the maise, it comes out that it's not really a nafkamina, the lemaise, but the Lashon Gemara, when it speaks about goy, it says that there's no din of shchunas kvaras by a goy, so the Lashon HaRambam is, the Lashon HaGemara is, that we say that dilma oivet kichavimu. So the Lashon dilma oivet kichavimu is mashma that, it's not that we know that it's a goy, it's mashma that it's only a suffix, and even though it's only a suffix, nevertheless, it's mutter, it's a tliya be'alma that it's a goy, and therefore there's no din chayves bedika. So I would have said that, oh, very good, if it's only a chashash be'alma, so by tliya be'alma, so we're makel. Whereas if it's a din d'oraisa, so then you need a haychacha v'dais. So let me say, the Lashon HaTosfos is that we say that Yisrael ein koyvin oisoi. In these matzavim mismasha that the din vadois that we know bebrurus that it's not a goy, that it's not a yid, and I would have said that the Rambam isn't like that. But the Maaseh, that's not what the Rambam says. The Lashon Rambam is cheskas goy. If we'll find a different rishon that says that it's really only a suffix, like the Pashtas HaGemara, so that obviously that rishon will be going like the Rambam that it's only a suffix bi'ama and it's not a halacha mishmi sinai to be choishesh for the basic kvaris 20 amos around. Now what's lemaisa and afkamina? There is an afkamina that we find that time and time again, Tosfos, because he holds that this din of Chayves Bdika is really a din vaday halacha lemesh misinai. So the only time that we're going to be makel is only if we know bibrirus, if we have a haychacha gemura, that this is in fact not a shchunas kvaris. Whereas in the Rambam, he's more willing to be makel that as long as we have a tliya biyama to say that maybe it's not a shchunas kvaris, that's enough of a reason to be makel in the world of the Rambam. Where do we find this? We find this first of all in the halacha of echad yadua v'shnayim v'shtayim nimtzayim, and in the halacha of haruk. What is the halacha of echad yadua? So Tosfos in Dibur HaManschil Echad Yidua V'Shnayim HaMotzi Ato. So the Tosfos gives two explanations why it's mutter, why there's no din b'kagavna of Shchunas Kvaros. The first is Halachol Mishmi Sinai. That's very simple. That's certainly a din vaday that is going to be mutter. The second explanation he offers is that there's a hechacha. That haray, one of these kvaros was Yidua, and the other ones were not Yidua. So hold on a second. What's the difference between the one which was Yidua and the other one which was not Yidua? That if we see that the one which was Yidua, if we see that the one which was buried in a normal way is in fact has a kol, so why didn't the other two also have a kol if they were in fact buried in the normal way? It must be from the fact that there's a difference in the same place between the two kinds of mesim, that it must be, it's a hechacha, that the two were in fact not buried kederech hanikvarim, and therefore it's a hechacha, this is really not a shchunus kvaros. So the Tosfos is the shitaser, because Tosfos held that the din of shchunus kvaros is a din vadai, so therefore he was looking for an explanation which is a hechacha vadais, that this is in fact not shchunus kvaros. Whereas the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, so he has a much more power of lashon. He says that the yadua, so it's not b'chla v'cheshbon, that whenever you want to make a shchunas kvaros, so you have to have three people that they're all similar. That the din of shchunas kvaros, this din to be chayshesh for shchunas kvaros, was only when you find three people that they all come to you together. But if they come to you separately, then it wasn't said on this din a din to be chayshesh, and therefore there's no din shchunas kvaros. The Rambam is not looking for a hechacha that's not shchunas kvaros. He was just saying that we're mitzamtzein the chayves p'dika of shchunas kvaros to a particular case, that three cases come to you together. So the Rambam is l'shitasei, and Tosfos is l'shitasei. The second nafkamina between the Tosfos and the Rambam is in the din of Haruk. The din of Haruk, that the Gemara says that there's no din shchunas kvaros. Why not? So the Gemara in Bava Basra also brings this down. And over there, the Rishonim and Masber different mahalchim, that the Rebbeinu Gershom over there. So he says that the reason why a Haruk doesn't have a din shchunas kvaros is because we assume that he was buried by Akrai. The Ramah over there, so he says that the reason is because we assume it's a meis mitzvah. Now, there's an afkamina between them, if it's mutter lefanaisa or not. Because if it's the pshat that we assume it's a meis mitzvah, then it's asur lefanaisa. If it's only be'akrai, it's mutter lefanaisa. Al kopanim, both of them agree that the side of Harug is that we assume that he was not nikvar knera chanikbar. Le'umas zois, Tosfos by us, in Dibur HaManschil Prat L'Haruk, says, why is the Harug doesn't have a shchunas kvaros? Because it's midin chaser. And he says, why is chaser? It's Halacha Mishmi Sinai. So Tosfos is mevor that he couldn't understand the din of Haruk. He couldn't understand why should we be mekel by Haruk not to give it a din shchunas kvaros. What do you mean? Maybe it's a meis mitzvah. Maybe it was only be'akrai. Maybe it's not enough of a reason to be mekel. In the world of Tosfos, because the din shchunas kvaros is a halacha mishmi sinai, so therefore he needed a reason which is a siba gemura to be mekel, and therefore he needed to say it's a halacha mishmi sinai, and he was not willing to say it's a tliya biyama. This assumption, the Tosfos says that there's a connection between Haruk and Chaser, so the Rambam clearly is Mechalik. The Rambam says that Haruk is not Chaser, and there's Nafkamino with the Din Tfuso. The Rambam says that a Haruk does have a Din Tfuso, but he doesn't have a Din Shchunas Kvaros, whereas a Chaser also doesn't have a Din Tfuso. So the Rambam clearly doesn't learn that a Haruk and a Chaser is the same thing. And from this, so it comes out a Nafkamino Legabe the Din Chaser. Why is that? Because Habei Tosfos learns that the din Haruk, the din Chaser is the same din. So from this, the Keren Ora in the Afnan Aleph and Beis, he's Medayik, that we can see from Tosfos that a person who's Chaser, even a Mashu, he also has a din Chaser. Whereas the Rambam says Mefurish, that the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Hey, that what is considered Chaser, the only kind of mace which was considered Chaser, the Gabe, that there's no Din Tfuso, or Din Shchunas Kvaros, is only Azah Chaser, that he's Chaser in Ever Shanashama Tluyaboy. So it's Machlaikas between Tosfos and the Rambam, what's considered a Chaser. And what is this Talian? So we saw, why is it that the Chaser doesn't have a Din Shchunas Kvaros? So Tosfos says, I don't know, Halacha Mishmi Sinai. The Chazon Ish says in Eulus, Perek Chav Beis, Sif Chav Dalid. So he says that there's a reason why a Chaser doesn't have a Din Shchunas Kvaros. Why is that? Because if he's Chaser, so we assume that there was some Mikre that caused his death, and we assume that that same Mikre that caused his death, that's what caused his Kvura. And because that was the Mikre that caused the Kvura, so we assume that it was not Kedera Chad Nikvarim, and that's why, says the Chazon Ish, there's no Din Shchunas Kvaros. So now, everybody understands that this hesbed that the Chazon Ish is saying, it only makes sense in the world of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that he's chaser something that Hashem Neshama Tliya by, so it makes a lot of sense that there was some mikra that took away his life and therefore brought him to his kvura. But whereas according to the Tosfos, so if he's missing a finger, why is that a reason to assume that because he's missing a finger, that's why he died? Obviously, that if it's enough to be chaser mashu, that's there's no haschala for the hesbed of the Chazon Ish. So the hesbed of the Chazon Ish is going in the Rambam, and also the hesbed of the Chazon Ish is also only in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the yisoid of shchunas kfaras is a chashash ba'alma. So anytime that there's reason to believe there's a tliya ba'alma that it was not buried kederach hanikvarim, that's enough of a reason to be mekel. Whereas Tosis, anyway, that wouldn't have helped him, because Tosis holds that the din shchunas kfaras is a lachal mishvisinayach aves bedika. So therefore Tosis is matzrich Asiba Gemura. Therefore, Atliya Bi'ama is not enough, and therefore, Tosfos is Muchrach to learn that it's a halacha Mishmi Sinai that says that a Choser doesn't have a din, Shchunas Kvaris. So, once again, the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, that what is the din of Shchunas Kvaris? Is it din Doraisa, halacha Mishmi Sinai, or is it din Darabanan, Achshash Ba'ama? Nafkamina, we said in how to understand the din of Echad Yadua, Vishnai Nimsaim, Nafkamina by Harug, Nafkamina by Choser.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.